It's Thursday, August 11th, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. New reports from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom highlight the persecution of Christians in Iran and Pakistan. In Pakistan, Muslims accuse Christians of blasphemy against the Islam faith. They also target believers with lynchings, mob violence, forced conversions, and the destruction of church property. 55 people are imprisoned in the country on charges of blasphemy. Christians accused of blasphemy face violence, prison, and death. In Iran, the government is using media outlets to spread anti-Christian propaganda. Christians then face discrimination from their community because of the false messaging. Officials also use a pretext of national security to target Christian converts. Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 11, "Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake." Christians in India held the country's first national march for life yesterday. Pro-lifers also observed a day of mourning in remembrance of the hundreds of millions of unborn babies killed in abortion over the last 50 years. India legalized abortion in 1971. Since then, over 15 million babies are murdered in the womb every year, totaling nearly 800 million deaths. Baby girls are often targeted in abortion. A 2018 government report found that 63 million girls were, quote, missing, end quote, from the population. Last Friday, a Minnesota jury ruled in favor of a Christian pharmacist who refused to fill a contraception prescription because of his religious beliefs. In 2019, Andrea Anderson filed the lawsuit against pharmacist George Bodeau after he declined to provide the contraceptive. He told Fox News he could not be part of ending a human life. Listen.
"I couldn't fill this prescription because one of the possible mechanisms of action of the medication is that it can prevent the implantation of a fertilized egg into the uterus. And in my mind, that would be ending a new human life."
On Sunday, the U.S. Senate passed the $430 billion Inflation Reduction Act. Sadly, the bill expands taxpayer funding of abortion through the Obamacare health insurance plans. The bill also gives $80 billion to the IRS to conduct enforcement activities. Pro-life activists are concerned about this in light of previous IRS discrimination against conservative groups. Last Monday, House Democrats demanded the IRS and U.S. Treasury review the tax status of the evangelical group Family Research Council. Isaiah 10, verses 1 and 2 says, "Woe to those who decree unrighteous decrees, to rob the needy of justice, and to take what is right from the poor of my people." GOP leaders are denouncing the FBI raid on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home on Monday. The raid reportedly involved classified documents allegedly taken by Trump after he left the White House. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy called the raid, quote, "weaponized politicization," end quote, by the Justice Department. The California Republican also said, quote, "When Republicans take back the House, we will conduct immediate oversight of this department, follow the facts, and leave no stone unturned," end quote. The Congressional Budget Office released a Demographic Outlook report last month. The report anticipates the U.S. population will increase from 335 million to 369 million over the next 30 years. Immigration is expected to drive America's population growth in the next 20 years as deaths outpace births. The report predicts the fertility rate will increase from 1.6 births per woman to 1.75 births by 2031. That's still below the replacement rate of 2.1. And finally, a new study by Lifeway Research found that most pastors believe modern-day idols have influenced their congregations. Over half of U.S. Protestant pastors say comfort, control, or security, money, and approval are idols in their churches. 30% of pastors said comfort was the most influential idol. Scott McConnell with Lifeway Research said, quote, the largest number of congregations battle the influence of first world comforts, and church's second most common modern-day idol is the commitment to keeping secure the comforts they already have, end quote. Paul wrote in Philippians 3:8, I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes, on this Thursday, August 11th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.